Good morning. Today we're going to talk about LeDavid Hashem Ori V'Yishi, and our two questions are, until when on the calendar do we continue saying LeDavid Hashem Ori? And the second question is, on a given day during Shacharis, when should the Mizmor of LeDavid be said? So for the first question, until when do we say? We start at the beginning of Elul, and the Mate Ephraim says we continue saying it until Yom Kippur. And he brings a smach to this based on the Medrash Shochar Tov, that there's a drush on the Pasuk, LeDavid Hashem Ori, that will have or on Rosh Hashanah, V'Yishi will have a salvation on Yom Kippur. So based on that, there's a minhag to say LeDavid Hashem Ori V'Yishi up until Yom Kippur, but no further. But the second minhag is our minhag, the minhag Olam, that we continue saying it up until Shmini Atzeres, including Shmini Atzeres. And there's a smach for this also, because it also says in the Psukim of LeDavid, Kitz Benenu B'Sukkah, that we should be Tafun, we should be ensconced in the Sukkah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's a remez for Sukkis, so we say it all the way till the end of Sukkis. Our second question for the day is, when during davening Shacharis should the Mizbor be said? When should LeDavid be said exactly? And on this, we're going to bring four different minhagim. The Mat Ephraim says to say it after the Shir Shalyom, and in fact, based on Nusach Ashkenaz, that is the way end of the davening. So you say Shil Shalyom, and LeDavid is thereafter. We typically blow the shofar and then say LeDavid after the blowing of the shofar. So that's the first minhag. It's after Shil Shalyom, and Achidah brings the second minhag. He says as follows, say it after Aleinu. And in fact, this isn't really a machlokes between the first minhag and second minhag. The second minhag that says say it after Aleinu is based on Nusach Sfard, that Aleinu is the end of their davening. So according to the Chida, it's also said at the end of the davening, but it's simply a question of when do you end that davening. Nusach Ashkenaz, we end davening with Shir Shalyom, and then say LeDavid Hashem Ori V'Yishi, and when it's Nusach Sfard, the davening ends with Aleinu, and then you say LeDavid Hashem. So both agree it's at the end of davening. The third minhag is as follows, records the minhag, Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah, V'yesh Mekoma She'omrim Oso Achar Tchila Shmona Esrei. There are places that say it after Shmona Esrei, after to the repetition of the Shmona Esrei, before saying Kaddish. So that's the third minhag, and we'll explain it in a little bit. And the fourth minhag is that on days that there's Kriya Satorah, LeDavid Hashem Ori V'Yishi is said when the Aron Kodesh is opened in order to take the Sefer Torah out for the Kriya Satorah. So the Likutei Mahariach explains the rationales for the last two minhagim, why it should be said after the Shmona Esrei on days that there are Aron Kriya Satorah, and there are places that when there is Kriya Satorah, you say it when the Aron Kodesh is open. It's Alpi. What the Sidur Rab Shamtai says, that this Mizmor, LeDavid Hashem Ori V'Yishi, Yesh Bo HaKavanah Shel Yud Gimel Mido Shel Rachamim. It has the same koach, it has the same power, it goes in the same direction of when we say the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim, Hashem Hashem Kal Rachum V'Chanun, and accordingly we see in this Mizmor, in LeDavid Hashem Ori V'Yishi, it says Yud Gimel 13 Shemos of Yud Kei Vav Kei, because that's the Yud Gimel that reflects the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim. And accordingly, this Mizmor saying LeDavid Hashem Ori V'Yishi is relevant to say after the Shmona Esrei, and also relevant when opening the Aron Kodesh, because that is the time when people, many people, have the minhag all year round to say the Yud Gimel Midos, for example, as right as part of the Tachanun Nusach Svard, and the Svaradim say the Yud Gimel Midos, and even some Ashkenazim say Hashem Hashem Karachum Vechanun at that time as part of the Shmona Esrei. And in addition, even Nusach Ashkenaz on Yontif, we say the Yud Gimel Midos when we open up the Aron Kodesh. So accordingly, because this Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Oy V'Yishi is very similar, it has the same strength, it has the same characteristics as Shem Hashem 13 times in it, so that's just like the Yud Gimel Midos, so it's appropriate to also say it at this time, right after the completion of the Shmona Esrei, or at the opening of the Aron Kodesh on days that we have laning. Just to conclude this conversation, the minhag is to say LeDavid twice, not only during Shacharis, but also later on. So that's a different minhagim as well. When is the second time that LeDavid is said? The Mata Ephraim says that it said after Mincha. Apparently that means after the Aleinu of Mincha, so after the way end of Mincha. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav brings in his Siddur that you say it before Aleinu, but either way, that is at Mincha time. And the Aleph HaMagen says that there are those who are knowing, and this is the Minhag of Ashkenazim, to say it after Mariv and not after Mincha. So various Minhagim as to when we say LeDavid Hashem Ori V'Yishi. And the point of this all is that we should really focus on the meaning of when we say the Mizbor, and Mirza Hashem, it should have the koach of Yud Gimel Midos, that we should bring down the Rachamim during this very important time of year via our saying, LeDavid Hashem Ori V'Yishi. Have a wonderful day.